Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution of the Caribbean news, culture, and manic warfare. We'll be your guide through the separation of money and state. Holy cow. Tim Pool saying the quiet part out loud. And it's Max, shout out to Max and Stacy, first of all. They went on his show, and they've apparently been telling Tim to buy Bitcoin for a very long time now. And he's admitting it. He's admitting. He's like, look, holy crap. There wouldn't be a culture war if people just bought Bitcoin, which is the case that Bitcoiners have been making for a while now. Maybe he's not completely aware that he's saying fix the money, fix the world, but it sure sounds like it. Not to mention the fact that he brought up El Salvador. And when he brought up El Salvador, it was really interesting because we had this episode like 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were making the case that because El Salvador adopted a Bitcoin standard, we are trying to make a connection that I know what adopting a Bitcoin standard has done to my life. And we are trying to make the connection that, hey, perhaps El Salvador has improved because they've adopted a Bitcoin standard. We were making the case for that. And now what's really interesting is that Tim Pool made the case for that as well, right? So we have the clip for you guys. We're going to play it. Really, really interesting. And again, shout out to Max and Stacy. Orange pilled Tucker Carlson, Jordan Peterson was orange pilled as well, but I think that was Saifedean. Now we have Tim Pool. And for anyone who's not in the know, Tim Pool is one of the most popular podcasts right now in the US. Extremely popular YouTube live stream late night. So holy cow, can't believe we are here in the movie. I'm really excited to see what happens 2025. Is Bitcoin finally going to break into the mainstream consciousness? Because it sure does. You're getting little rumblings of it here and there, right? And then when it seeps into mainstream consciousness, I think the most important argument or most important discussion gets brought up, right? And this is very simple case that we make here on Simply Bitcoin. Why are we being forced to use the money that steals from us? If we have the vast majority of people asking that very important question, I think we're going to win. And I think there's nothing they can do about it. Anyways, everybody, before we start the show, I want to bring up my legendary co-host, always optimistic. How you doing, Opti?
I'm doing good. And today we're not LARPing on that. I actually woke up happy this morning. It didn't take me a while to like charge my engine. I just woke up good, boys and girls. So beautiful day in paradise. And I mean, Nico, what we just saw, I hope you bring up the really relevant news to us on during this segment. This is pretty cool. Some more sauce on this whole news story. But I think this is more receipts on the idea that we continuously talk about here. Not only what you said that, you know, fix the money, fix the world. This is the defining issue in the world right now. But also what I've been saying for a long time, that we are crossing the Rubicon into mainstream consciousness. And it is our meme world and everyone is living in it. We have the solutions to the world's problems. And as we start moving forward, not only this year, but every year to come from here out.
I'd be careful when you, because you framed it in a way like, and we've heard that from tyrants, you know, I have all the solutions. Just
I didn't
vote
say
for
that.
Me.
I didn't say all that. I didn't I say think, vote for
I
me.
I think we were lucky enough and fortunate enough to have run into Bitcoin. Right. And then we figured out that, hey, you know, you fix the money. How crazy is this when you use a money that is deflationary, meaning your purchasing power increases over time versus inflationary? Holy cow, does your life change? Yes. Right. So I guess that's what we're trying to say.
There's nuance there. What I'm saying is that if we start by fixing the money, a lot of things will unravel themselves. It's not the silver bullet to all the world's problems, but it's definitely the start of where we need to go. But man, very interesting stuff. And you know, I didn't even know we were going to be talking about Tim Pool today, which is really, really awesome. I have a friend who's a really huge Tim Pool fan, so this is kind of something that I've seen play out for a while now. But also, I do have a Jordan Peterson tweet, and you brought it up today, and it's kind of back to this idea. We see the CBDC coming. We see what the world is doing, as in non-Western worlds, about to be de-dollarized. And, you know, I feel like the old man yelling at clouds today, so I'm going to just leave it at that, and we'll talk about it during the culture.
The old man yelling at clouds. That's hilarious. Anyways, everybody, that is such a great meme. Shout out The Simpsons. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the numbers. We got a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
Everybody, I also want to tell you about Bitcoin 2023. It's going to be the biggest Bitcoin conference on the face of the planet. You're not going to want to miss it. Opti and I are going to be on the analyst desk. Super excited. Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th, 2023. You can use the promo code SIMPLY. I hope to meet all of you guys in the flesh at Bitcoin 2023. You definitely don't want to miss this Bitcoin celebration. I want to go through some of the speaker lists. We have Michael Lewis. He is the author of The Big Short, Moneyball, The Blind Side. You have Arthur Hayes, Michael Saylor, Jack Maulers, Casey, creator of Ordinals, Alex Gladstein, Preston Pish, Stacey Herbert, Greg Foss, Matt Odell, Lynn Alden, and many, many more. You don't want to miss Bitcoin 2023, and you can use promo code SIMPLY to get yourself a 10% discount. Bitcoin price at the time of recording, 28,125. Sats per dollar, 3,556. Block height, 783,200. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 17,070. Blocks to halving, 56,800. Halving estimate, April 21st, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,398 Bitcoin. Capacity value, $151 million. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $543 billion with a B. In the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a baby. Anyways, before I play you guys the clip, let's talk about Tim Pool. Tim Pool is one of the most popular podcasters right now. I literally searched Tim Pool popularity just to give you guys some stats on Google. So the amount of subscribers, March 2023, 1.31 million. Not to mention the fact that that's just one of his channels. He has multiple channels. They're very, very popular. He does news segments. And he also has a very popular podcast called Timcast IRL, which he does. I think it's on the weeknights. And he gets very, very predominant people on this podcast, right? He had Max and Stacy on a while ago. And, you know, it was really interesting when he said this. Before I get to it, I tweeted out the video this morning. I tagged Max and Stacy, and Tim Pool actually retweeted me, which I think is interesting. I'm going to read you what he says before I play you guys the clip. So it says in Max in 2012, Tim, I'm telling you, buy Bitcoin. Listen to us. You'll be rich. Me in 2012. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe me in 2023. Damn it. Right. So, I mean, I think there's a lesson there. Right. You're not late to Bitcoin. Just get on the train. You're going to look fine. It's $28,000. Maybe it's not $1,000 like it was 5-6 years ago. But still, 10 years from now, when Bitcoin's sitting pretty at a couple million dollars and you had the opportunity to buy in at 28K, I promise yourself you'll be kicking yourself. You'll be like, holy crap, right? Don't miss this thing. What's the math? 21 million divided by infinity. Do the math. I think it's really, really obvious. Anyways, everybody, let's play you the clip and then we'll talk about it. Let's check it out.
It actually is really simple. And you know, a lot of people are wondering what to do. And it's like, have a family, get out of the cities and make money.
Get the chickens.
Yeah, man. Be more self-sufficient. Allocate your money properly. I can hear Max Kaiser screaming, buy Bitcoin.
Move to El Salvador.
I don't know about moving to El Salvador.
That's what Max wants.
Me personally, though, I think crypto is another venue. If everybody listening to this show 12 years ago bought Bitcoin, the culture war would be over. Because you would have millions of Bitcoin millionaires controlling industry and snapping their fingers and just doing whatever they want.
I think a lot of it is an example of how little faith people have in the US dollar. That's why crypto is doing so well.
The hold is like you're supposed to periodically, or this is what they say, every week or so often you put money into Bitcoin, like you put a small percentage in, because it's where you save a store of value. And then like with any investment, you take only a little bit out. So you're putting more in than you're taking out, but it's because the value is increasing.
Okay.
So this is the theory. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. I don't give financial advice. But I'll say this. I invested in Bitcoin several years ago, and you know, it's like 20 times up.
I'll say Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert, who are in El Salvador, which has adopted Bitcoin as its national currency, are like partying. Like it is like 1999 Prince style. Like they are, it is like they are on top of the world with joy every day. They live in joy.
Well, El Salvador's crime rate has collapsed. Yes. The standard of living has skyrocketed. What the president has done down there with Bitcoin has revolutionized this country for the better. And now people want to live there because I think they're saying now it is the lowest crime in Central America. It used to have some of the highest crime. And then the media got mad. They started arresting all of these cartel and gang members. I'm like, dude, he is revolutionizing that country for the better. And I'm like, you know, Luke is telling me to get property down there to create like a hub so we can go down periodically. And I'm like,
does Luke have property there?
And not a bad idea.
You know,
it's getting expensive though, because
now everybody's.
It's getting nice.
The words El Salvador translates to the savior.
Wow.
El Salvador.
Is that really what that means?
Yeah, the savior.
Whoa. I think we got to set up like a Timcast
down there. The savior, yeah, either.
Get like an office down there and set up a studio so that we can periodically go down and do shows.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So a couple things, right? First of all, it's Bitcoin, not crypto, number one. Bitcoin is the only one that's sufficiently decentralized to withstand the inevitable onslaught by the state, which will want to be able to maintain their privilege of creating money for free that everyone else has to work for. So that's number one. Number two, I don't know about you, Opti, but I see the orange pilling in slow motion, brother, right? And it's interesting because he's saying a lot of the same things we say on the show, right? So what, you know, we always say, we don't always say this, but it's been said a lot, right? All paths lead to Bitcoin, right? Everyone takes a different journey, but the destination is the same. And I'm seeing it in slow motion, man. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. Shout out to Max and Stacey. Holy cow. You know, if Tim Pool opens an office in El Salvador, I think it would be a big deal. Did you hear him mention about how the media, which is something we've covered on the show tremendously, how the media was, it's like, wait a second. So he's lowering crime rate, you know, to levels of which haven't been seen in a very, very long time. And he's still a villain. What is going on there? Right. So it's interesting that people are they might not fully understand that they're not fully orange pilled yet, but they're still seeing the little, you know, the little shining bright light over the hill. They're seeing little glimmers of that. So holy cow. Look, in 2 or 3 years, Opti, when the next cycle hits, I would be extremely surprised if people like Jordan Peterson, if people like Tim Pool, if people like Tucker Carlson. And the reason I'm emphasizing these media figures is because they're very, 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 very popular media figures. They have extremely large followings in the mainstream, right? Because we all have to understand Bitcoiners, as much as you don't like, as much as we don't understand, as much as we're not aware of this, we are all talking in an echo chamber a lot of the time, right? Like right now we're talking to other Bitcoiners, right? You guys already know what the fuck is going on. Like we're along for the journey, but it's people like Tim, it's people like Tucker, it's people like Jordan Peterson that have the audience of the mainstream. That if they say something like Bitcoin, they could potentially break through, you know, a wall that Bitcoiners haven't been able to break through. I think we're slowly chipping at that wall, and I know we're going to break through very, very quickly. NGU technology ensures that. But holy cow, man, this is a crazy journey. We're seeing it happen little by little. I can't believe it. Maybe I'm still in shock, Opti, but could you imagine when these content creators, these broadcasters are fully orange pilled, like the types of conversations they'll be having? And then I hope the conversation inevitably leads to a very important question. And I think this is the nail in the coffin, right? Why are we being forced to use money that steals from us? Why are we being forced to use money that goes down in value when now we know that money can exist that not only does it not go down in value, it actually increases in purchasing power over time. And I think my gut is telling me we are a lot closer to that moment than we all realize. Anyways, Opti, what do you think, bro? What's going on here, brother?
Well, first and foremost, love to see it. And kind of to your point, whether he is kind of playing to his audience, it still seems like he is going down the rabbit hole. And it does take a long time for everyone to fully wrap their head around what's going on in Bitcoin. And I say it all the time, you know, the Bitcoin message has gone mainstream and it's taken over the world. And I just love to see the Bitcoin message break out of our echo chamber. Like you talked about, you and I have been very on the ball and on that point for a long time now. It's like, look, guys, I know what we talk about Bitcoin. It seems like everyone knows exactly what we're talking about, but we are in a huge echo, well, rather a small echo chamber. And branching outside of the Bitcoin Twitter echo chamber is one of the most important things we can be doing, because people still don't know that Bitcoin is, you know, I don't want to be hyperbolic because Nico already chastised me, but Bitcoin is the solution to the fiat problems of the world. And more people just need to know that there is an option. They can opt out of the fiat madness and that it is Bitcoin. But on this point, I saw this thread today about independent content creators and the power that producers over consumers have right now, i.e. independent content creators. And Tim Pool is just a great example of this. Like, I think kind of to Nico's point that the next or the final nail in the coffin is when content creators just outside of the Bitcoin echo chamber are talking about Bitcoin and basically doing the same talking points that we talk about all the time. And, you know, it's very funny that we're seeing this because Tim Pool is literally talking about stuff that you and I talk about every single day. What, DCA, becoming self-sovereign, building a family, even escaping to El Salvador. Like Nico says that joke basically every single day. Like, when are we moving to El Salvador? So it's just, it's absolutely awesome to see. And then also to the tweet that he quote tweeted you, it's super funny, man. I think all Bitcoiners are seeing the same thing. It's like, we all wish we could have bought Bitcoin at a cheaper price. And it's only when you kick yourself in the ass after a few years of seeing the price go up and Bitcoin not dying, do you realize like, oh, wait, like, maybe I need to revise my Bitcoin take. Maybe there's something here that I am missing. And this is just part of the process. What do we always say as Bitcoiners? People need multiple touches to Bitcoin. And I think this is one of them. Sometimes they happen quicker. You know, sometimes it takes, what, 10, 11 years for the message to get through to you. But hey, at a certain point, people are waking up to the idea that Bitcoin, you know, what's the Satoshi quote? You might want to own some just in case it catches on. And I think we're at that point right now where the Bitcoin message is going to spread like wildfire, especially considering everything we saw in the last few weeks with all the banks blowing up, with the world basically, you know, at least posturing to drop the dollar. Like, we are very much in unprecedented times, not only as Bitcoiners, but just as humans on planet Earth. So it's just very interesting, guys. Like, we're on the front lines. You guys out there, you guys know something that the world doesn't know yet. And it's kind of back to what I always say, the importance of spreading that signal and getting people the freedom tools that they need so that they can survive this great transition.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, man. Absolutely. 100%. Bunker down. It's going to be a hell of a ride. Anyways, everybody, let's get to news. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, check out this tweet by Watcher Guru. Interesting. Look, Elizabeth Warren, at least I'm going to give her a little bit of props, okay? She's coming out of the woodwork. She's no longer hiding that she's against this. Now, it's interesting. Why is she against it? Like, why is she against it? That's a very good question, right? Like, you can only hide behind, oh, it's for consumer protection for so long. And the only reason you're able to hide behind that right now is because of crypto, right? If it was just Bitcoin, right? Like, tell me as to why you're against Bitcoin exactly, right? You know, we've heard the climate stuff many times, right? But I think the thing that they're eventually going to have to admit is like, look, we want you using money that has inflation. Like I think that's in inevitability. I think they're going to have to admit that one day. They're just not quite there, right? But you see the rumblings, right? You saw the economic report released by the White House, dedicated 20 entire pages as to why central banking is a good thing, as to why you need a state to have money, and as to why central bank digital currencies are dope, and as to why Bitcoin is garbage, right? And now you have another very predominant and popular senator also, you know, going out and saying Elizabeth Warren is building an anti-crypto army. Warren for Senate. I mean, who would vote for that? I have no idea. Maybe if you're a little bit older and you have, you know, you're lucky enough to own assets, therefore you benefit from all the money printing. Great, right? But for the rest of us, you know, I always say it, right? I don't like to say it too often, right? Bitcoin or slavery. We don't have another alternative. But it's not also what's going on with Elizabeth Warren. And kind of tie this in with what I was actually talking about this, right? And this is why we always emphasize the memetics or the importance of memetics, right? This is a tweet by the European Central Bank. Absolutely got crushed on the ratio. This is the importance of Twitter, by the way. And you don't need to have a big following. Every time they tweet something like this, it's important that you get in the comments and you let your thoughts known, right? You out-meme them. And remember, the internet is ours, right? We have the home field advantage here. So anyways, let's check out the ECB's meme. Goes on to say, what really drives inflation? Profits or wages? When prices are high, workers request higher wages. So it's the workers' fault. So firms raise prices again and so on. If this tit-for-tat approach continues, everyone ends up poorer. Bro, they're spitting in your face and then slapping you. Like, this is ridiculous. They're printing the money. They are literally printing the money. That is the main cause of inflation. They're adding more money to the money supply. Only they're able to do that. Anyone else tries to do that, you go to jail for, what's the word, Opti? For counterfeit, right? Like, bro. And again, they have to do this. I'm telling you guys, if people find out, if the mainstream consciousness finds out what the true cause of inflation is, and they find out that the money they're using, that the money that they choose to use doesn't need to lose value, it's game over. It's done. It's over. So they're continuing with their memetics, right? This is memetics 101. It might be framed a little bit differently. You know, it might not have yellow on the image and whatnot, right? But it's still memetics, right? How tit-for-tat inflation can make everyone poor. Like it's so crazy to me. Anyways, so, you know, we know what's happening with Elizabeth Warren. We know what's happening with the memetics coming out of the European Central Bank. Chrissy has to step up her game. She's got to step up her game, right? This is why Opti left her. Bad memes. Anyways, so moving on to this, right? New European Union AML rules may seek KYC checks for commercial Bitcoin payments over 1,000 euros. And remember, we played you that video of Christine Lagarde being trolled by this Russian comedian. The Russian comedian convinced her that he was the president of Ukraine. I forget what his name is. And, you know, he just kept asking her like these ridiculous questions, and it exposed her that she wanted. She's just like, look, we want total control. Like, this is what, you know, this is what we want. But what's really interesting in that video, she mentioned that 1,000 euro limit. Right. And that 1,000 euro limit, right, is something that was introduced via the MiCA regulations. They haven't fully passed yet. But basically, it would require every 1,000 euro transaction, everything above 1,000 euros. you need to pass KYC in order to send those transactions. And then there's wallet implications, right? So are European wallets going to be forced, you know, by the European Union to like try to like implement some type of KYC in there? Of course, they're going to have a hard time because, you know, it's open source software. But if you download a Bitcoin wallet from the App Store, right, you know, it's a closed garden, right? They could apply tremendous amount of pressure there. So anyways, this is a separation of money and state. This is what it's about. I'm literally laying out their memetics, Elizabeth Warren, and then this new AML proposal. Anyways, I'm going to read some of the notes and then Opti and I will talk about it. So the regulation aims to establish the European Anti-Money Laundering Authority with supervisory and investigative powers to ensure compliance with AML requirements in all 27 states. According to adopted text, entities such as banks, assets, crypto assets, managers, real and virtual estate agents, and high-level professional football clubs will be required to verify their customers' identity, what they own, and who controls the company. Business relations with unlicensed entities would be prohibited. Established credit and financial institutions would also have to apply due diligence measures when handling Bitcoin and crypto transactions worth more than 1,000 euros. For commercial Bitcoin and crypto payments, there would be a restriction on transactions of more than 1,000 euros in value stemming from non-custodial wallets unless the wallet's owner is identified. Interesting. How are they going to enforce this? You know, I think that's going to be a shit show. Bitcoin transactions between private individuals would remain unaffected. The regulation also hopes to close a regulatory gap, obliging DAOs, NFT, DeFi platforms to conduct due diligence checks on their customers and report suspicious transactions to authorities. The European Parliament will start negotiations on this AML CFT package after a confirmation during a preliminary session in April. So interesting how this is playing out. I mean, this is the fight, guys. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, this is the fight. This is the separation of money and state. You're witnessing it firsthand. You have a front row seat. It's pretty, you know, it's going to get crazier. It's going to get crazier. But our hope, like I'm telling you, our hope, and this is why we played the Tim video in the beginning. Our hope is we have truth on our side. We showed you the meme from the European Central Bank. They do not have truth on their side. They have a narrative. That's it. That's their narrative, right? They literally tried to convince people today that inflation was not caused by them. It was caused by the workers asking for more money, okay? We have to apply pressure peacefully, right? We have to just let people know. Just let people know. And help people understand, right? This falls down to you. Take agency, right? Let people know. If you see them arguing like, bro, it's a Democrat. Bro, it's a Republican. I'm speaking from, you know, we're US-centric, right? We're based here. But whatever your political parties are in your country and you see people arguing, dude, isn't you guys are being bamboozled, man. It's like literally, it's not what you think. It's not the other party causing your woes. It is literally because you're using money that is designed to lose value. And it stops your ability from being able to plan for the future. Can't plan for the future if you constantly have to work harder and harder and harder. And your paycheck keeps going lower. What Jack Mahler said it CNBC the other day, right? When he went on and he was interviewed by that host. If you include energy and housing, the real inflation rate is like 20-30%. If you didn't get a 20-30% raise from the year before, you are poor. You're making less money. And that isn't the workers' fault for asking for more money or because people are spending. It is because literally the politicians and central banks have this evil alliance and they just print, you know. Maybe it's not evil. Maybe I'm putting that in there. Maybe they just have this system where the incentives are not aligned with the average everyday person. Better said. And this is what we fight for. This is what the peaceful revolution is all about. It's not kinetic. It doesn't require you to pick up a firearm. All it requires for you to do is buy Bitcoin, earn Bitcoin, mine Bitcoin, opt out of their system, and take that Bitcoin into self-custody. Speaking of self-custody, I want to tell you guys about BitPlates. Because if you're backing up your Bitcoin seed on paper, don't do that. Paper is, you know, prone to water damage, fire damage, could be eaten by a dog. Put your Bitcoin seed phrase on steel. Easy to use, hard to destroy. BitPlates Domino are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed phrases and passphrases made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. 10% off all BitPlates products using code all caps, simply bitplates.com. Back up your seed phrase. Do it on steel. Don't do it on metal. Don't do that. I mean, it's cool if you're just learning, but eventually put it on steel. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on all this, bro? Man, I'm upset with you because what did you do to Chrissy for her to get so upset? Because she's on a warpath. She's like, she sees Simply's memes and she's like, nah, I can't do that. We got to come out with memes too. We got to come out with memes too, bro. You know,
Well, to be fair, I guess you can teach an old dog new tricks because at least she's putting her hat in the ring of memes. Anyway, let's be serious here for a moment. To the first point, you started with Elizabeth Warren, and I absolutely love when politicians are this transparent about their intentions. Bitcoin exposes all incentives. We say that every single day. And I'm finally glad that we know where Elizabeth Warren stands. I've said it in the past, you know, shouts out to the Brad Shermans of the world, because at least they know exactly what time it is. And, you know, once they come out like this, it's only a matter of time until, as you pointed out, Nico, they admit that they simply want to control you, that people like Elizabeth Warren, the central planners of the world, just simply want to be able to steal from you via inflation and further corral you into a CBDC system, or, you know, a total dystopian authoritarian digital world that they keep posturing towards. And so, again, I'm just happy that we're finally getting these people to say the quiet part out loud, and we're no longer just reading between the lines and having to decipher what is going on. At least this is something we've been covering for a long time. We obviously, as Bitcoiners, know where they are heading with their narrative and their messaging. But, you know, shouts out to Elizabeth Warren finally coming out loud and saying the quiet part out loud. But again, back to the ECB and their memes. They're really atrocious memes. This tit for tat inflation description is just absolutely ridiculous. Inflation comes from printing money and expanding the money supply, full stop. This is how simple it really is. And the fact that they're trying to blame, you know, wages and energy and profits as the real reason of inflation, it's really bad economics. As in, all those things are just trying to keep up with the amount of money created out of thin air. This is why prices go up. It's very simple. Expand the money supply and inflation goes up. This is basic economics, basic Austrian economics. And I mean, Christine Lagarde herself said it best. If there's an exit, people will use it. So the central planners are scrambling for that control because, in my opinion, and I think a lot of you guys out there, part of our audience, your opinion, they have lost control. And the only thing holding all this together is the illusion of control. And so they're just posturing like, oh, hey, man, just listen. Trust us, bro. You know, inflation is because of these reasons, bro. Like, you're wrong. You're reading into this stuff. And as Dirt GG said in the past, everything's is memes. And so Elizabeth Warren, the ECB, are just trying to fight fire with fire. But actions are louder than words. And the only thing that will protect you from this is taking Bitcoin into self-custody, running the Bitcoin software yourself so you don't have to trust people to be middlemen in your money. And this is why we show up every single day, just to continue to beat that drum. As my friend Brandon told me, what gets repeated gets replicated, and what gets replicated gets repeated. So this is why we are a constant broken record on taking Bitcoin into self-custody, because this is the only way to opt out of this madness. And I would name all the wallets right now, but I'm going to do that in the culture. So a perfect segue into the next post. Anyways, Nico, let's you got more on this, or are we going into the culture?
Nah, man. I think we covered it great. You know, I blame 100% the memes and, you know, the hatefulness coming out of Chrissy. I blame that 100%. It is Opti's fault. Okay. It is 100% Opti's fault.
Hey, I taught her some things though. The power of the memes.
Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. We got a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys, I got good news for you guys as well. Swan has a new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is the real thing, not ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, if you have any questions, concerns, doubts, you can always send me a Twitter DM. My DMs are always open. Anyways, Opti, it's all yours, brother.
Perfect. All right, guys. So as I've been kind of telling you, and I've been kind of touching on this whole idea of, we know where these politicians, these central planners, are trying to angle the narrative and the conversation and where they're really trying to corral us. So first and foremost, I am bringing some of the receipts, but today is kind of a perfect segue into what Nico is talking about. Look, we have content creator like Tim Pool talking about Bitcoin. And I think it's important for us. I am the old boomer Bitcoiner yelling at the clouds right now, because I'm here to just continuously tell you guys that saying half the memes like Bitcoin fixes this isn't enough. And we need to push people toward the Bitcoin wallets that we love, using the code, running the software, and actually getting the tools into people's hands as simply as possible. So I'm going to cover some of these tweets so I can make my point for you guys. But anyways, first and foremost, we see this tweet here by Wall Street Silver, and it's about the Australian banks trying to push for the end of cash. And his tweet goes, "The end of cash is near. They're trying to go all digital and then bring in the CBDC to be programmable so they can control how you spend your money. Eventually, they will be able to make your CBDC money expire or disallow certain products." This is something we can talk about consistently. We literally just touched on this in the news segment. But my point here is using Budeon. I keep hearing Budeon in my head every time I'm on Twitter and talking about Bitcoin. And, you know, I am a Bitcoin shit poster at heart. And I love jumping in and doing the, you know, have fun staying poor, Bitcoin fixes this memes. But I am starting to realize that if it is our meme world, we need to continue to call out the tools and the software that will actually help people. People don't want to think. So here we got a Budeon tweet, and he goes, "Wall Street Silver would never admit to you that this isn't a problem at all, because Bitcoin exists and is better than any paper money. He is a despicable fearmonger and royal perpetuator of the problem. If you listen to him and succumb to this fearmongering, you'll miss escaping with Bitcoin." Anyways, what Budeon is saying here, and he's told us this before, we've been chastised this consistently by him, and, you know, shout out to you, Budeon, is basically saying that it's not enough to just point the problem. We need to push people towards the solution, and we've been doing this consistently. We know what the problem is. As you can see, even to Nico's point, we have Jordan Peterson basically doing the Bitcoin meme that we've always been doing. Bitcoin fixes this. Again, it is our meme world, and everyone else is living in it. So we got Jordan Peterson quote tweeting this Wall Street Silver saying Bitcoin fixes this. But in my opinion now, I've become an enlightened, Bitcoin journalist or propagandist, whatever you want to allow me to say, Nico. And I realized that, look, Jordan Peterson has what? He's got 4 million followers. Now, while he is planting the seeds of Bitcoin fixes this, it would be a lot more fruitful if he started to name some wallets. And this is what I do all the time on this show, is trying to not just say Bitcoin fixes this, but give you guys the tools so you can go out there, download the tools, run the software yourself, because we know where they're going. Remember, I did this tweet yesterday in our meme review. This is Anil said so. "The first step of shooting fish in a barrel is to get the fish in the barrel." And we have the screenshots of the Bank of England. We have the ECB. We have the Federal Reserve. We have the Bank of Canada, all posturing for a CBDC system. We know what they are talking about. And furthermore, if we connect this with what we started the week with, we are seeing right now in the world grumblings of Eastern countries dropping the dollar. And we played for you guys the Farid's take on CNN We also, I don't know if we played this yet, but from Fox News, we have the news about BRICS nations about to drop the dollar. And, you know, again, more Ben Rickards tweets yesterday, or actually this morning, China and Brazil have reached a deal to trade in their own currencies, ditching the U.S. dollar as an intermediary. Again, another news coming out of France, buying 65,000 tons of liquid natural gas from China, the first ever yuan-denominated trade, another nail in the dollar coffin. And just to make a point here, guys, these are not small nations. Here is GDP by country. You can see China is right on the heels of America. We are, you know, currently, what, 25 trillion, I believe this is. And then we have 18 trillion China, and we have France here at 2.7 trillion. You know, we have Brazil at 1.8 trillion. So these aren't just small countries. Like, this is definitely the world posturing, if not actually moving away from the dollar. Now, what does this mean for us Americans here? We see the problem. The problem is the U.S. government has abused their power of the dollar, and we cover this consistently on this show. But it's not enough to just talk about the problems, guys. And this is the fundamental crux of what I'm talking about today. And again, I'm using Budionic one more time because he puts it beautifully. He says, the problem is not the dollar. The problem is Keynesianism. BRICS will fail at managing their fiats. The only way to prevent this is to abandon Keynesianism and embrace mathematical order with Bitcoin. And this is the point, guys. You know, we say it all the time. We know what the problem is. It's Keynesian economics. It's the fiat monetary system. They have to continue to print. What's Greg Foss says, it's 11th grade math. They have to continue to print money. They have to continue to expand the monetary supply so that the system doesn't blow up in front of their eyes. And we are seeing this happen in real time. It's almost like Jay Powell blew up the banking system, and it is on life support as of the last couple of weeks. And we are still going through this. But hey, we know what the problem is. What is the solution? And this is kind of where I'm bringing in, I'm taking what Budion has been telling us to heart. And this is for all you guys out there, all you Bitcoiners that continuously do what Nico tells you guys, to jump into the comments of these people on Twitter, put your hat in the ring of fighting the memetic warfare out there. But it's not enough to just say Bitcoin fixes this, in my opinion. I'm starting to realize that what we really need to do is push people towards the tools. Now, this isn't a perfect tweet. I know people have their best choice of wallets, but I think this is what we need to be doing more. Whenever you see tweets like this on Twitter, don't just say Bitcoin fixes this. I mean, you can do what you want. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but just start to get into the idea of start by saying Bitcoin fixes this, and then tell people to download the wallets and the tools to run Bitcoin Core, to run the software, because this is how we protect ourselves. Anyways, here's my tweet. And on this Wall Street Silver tweet, the one I just pointed out and started this, which is the end of cash, I go, if you're reading this, save in Bitcoin. Opt out of this madness. Download Blue Wallet on your phone. Save your 24 words somewhere safe, not touching the internet. Go to Swan Bitcoin, buy some Bitcoin, and protect your purchasing power. There is a better option, and it's Bitcoin. I want to see more of this, guys. Let's get the calls of action out there because, hey, you know, memes are powerful. Memes are important. This is how we fight the madness from the corporate press, but we need calls of action. And I want to see my friends out there get more calls of action out there so that people wake up to what is actually happening. They are corralling us into a CBDC system. They do want to control everything about you. They want you in a dystopian, tyrannical society, digital world. And yet we have the tools, which is Bitcoin, and we need to push people into the tools, the wallets, and the software. So here is where I do my spiel that everyone knows I'm going to do. The wallets that I like right now, and I will update this, and I'm giving you more options than you probably need. Pick one, see if you like it, try another one. This is how you spread the signal. But the mobile wallets that I like right now are Blue Wallet, Green Wallet, Breeze Wallet, Moon Wallet, Phoenix Wallet. I even tried Pine Wallet. I'm blanking on the other mobile. Well, that's seven mobile wallets. Then download either Bitcoin Core if you really want to be an OG, or Spectre and Sparrow on your desktop. And if you really want to take your self-custody journey to the next level, go buy yourself a cold card or a Jade, or build yourself a seed signer. These are the tools that will protect you from this madness. Because as Eric Kayson says here, Bitcoin is the only economic model for the fourth political theory. Bitcoin is the only object that is beyond the control of all nation states today, and is the only method in which all people everywhere may throw off the yoke of monetary imperialism and the CBDC tokenized slavery. this is where we're headed, boys and girls. But you need to run the software. You need to take Bitcoin into self-custody. You need to put your private keys on military-grade steel. Oh. And
Marine grade.
This is why Nico does the bit play chat. Anyways, as Jack Mahler said here, Bitcoin without users. Yes, Bitcoin without users is worthless technology, guys. It's about the people running the software. It's about you guys protecting yourself as an individual, looking at the landscape of the world right now and realizing what the writing on the wall is. They want you broke. They want you enslaved. They want you on a CBDC system. So what are you guys going to do? You're going to spread the Bitcoin signal. You're going to take Bitcoin into self-custody. Don't just put, you know, Bitcoin fixes this. Don't just drop the memes out there, guys. Get the calls of action out there. Actions speak louder than words, but we do have truth on our side, and all they have is lies. So we are winning this. You and I out here, we're winning this war right now. It is a peaceful revolution, but isn't an information warfare right now. And the battles we have is truth on our side, but you need to take action. You need to push your friends and family towards the tools that you like, towards the freedom softwares that we know to be true. You know, maybe it's getting off Twitter. I'm LARPing here a little bit because I'm barely using Noster, but you need to figure out the tools out there, spread the tools out there, whether it's getting people on Signal, on Noster, using Bitcoin wallets on their mobile phone, whether it is doing peer-to-peer transactions, whatever you think is the best route to win this war on freedom, do that today. And don't just half-ass your responses on Twitter. I know it feels good. I know the dopamine rush of dunking on the ECB on Twitter feels good. Dunking on shitcoiners feels good. But let's get the calls of action out there, because the people still don't know that we have the solutions. And Bitcoin is that solution. At least this is the starting line, as Nico chastised me in the beginning of this show. Anyways, rant over.
Anyways, before I dive into your stuff, we got a comment. Miles, please talk about TikTok. We did, bro. We did an entire episode on that. Scroll back. Anyways. Dude, first of all, take agency over your life, right? And I think that I'm really fucking enjoying these Opti soapbox rants, because, you know, what is it that you say, Opti? Get your mind right. Get your body right. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Get your mind right. Get your body right. You know, get your soul right. Get everything right, because Bitcoin fixes you. And it really starts with your thinking. And first, it starts with the mind. And the next part is your physical body, so that you can withstand what we are going through. We need an army of Bitcoiners out there that are strong mentally and strong physically, because it is an uphill battle, boys and girls.
100%. And I wanted to touch base on that thing that you showed about how this Australian bank was going to stop. It was Australian, right? Is Australian bank
yeah,
was
yeah, going to yeah. stop. I'll pull it back up for you.
So Australian bank was going to, you know, stop giving out cash or letting people withdraw cash. I mean, look, when we say Bitcoin or slavery, we are not exaggerating when we say that. Like right now, it might seem a little bit obfuscated, like, you know, because cash is still a thing, you know, people are still using payment platforms. But we read you guys their research, right? Like they're hell bent on pushing forward this central bank digital currency. Make no mistake, that's the money that they want you using, right? So the other alternative, right, is Bitcoin. Money, rules without rulers, or you have a money which is controlled by the government. You have state money, right? So you have money that has rules, but no one rules it. If you want to make more Bitcoin, you got to get in line like everybody else. You got to pay the power cost. You're not special, right? Or you use money of which the government just prints out of thin air, gives to their friends and cronies, right? Like, what money sounds more equal to you? I know what I would want to use, but that's a question that you guys have to ask yourself, right? Bitcoin or slavery? We're really not exaggerating when we say that, but, you know, to hound Opti's or pound Opti's points in one more time, you know, got to get your mind right. You got to get yourself right spiritually. And, you know, this is how we need strong soldiers. Isn't that right, Opti? We need strong soldiers to win this. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom. I'm pausing so that you can always do the Kaboom Rack. Kaboom. Anyways, wait, guys.
It has to be full screen.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Yes, this is the way.
Opti, it's your turn, bro.
Oh, Kaboom Rack.
There we go. There we go.
Right. Shout out to the boy at Kaboom Racks.
Yep.
They might have the best Twitter account out there in Bitcoin Twitter land. Yep. Shout out to Alex. Anyways, this is the meme review. Oh, my God. Right. Okay, Nico. All right. The trolling on Opti starts early. Okay, guys.
What are you talking about?
This is the meme review, your favorite portion of the show, where you tag us in the memes on Twitter. You send us the memes in our Telegram group, and we review them live. And then you drop your meme review score in the chat, and we cover those live as well. Anyways, as we say every single day, and as we literally just illustrated on today's show, we are in an information war. Tweets are the bullets. Memes are the artillery. Continue to get the calls of action out there. Continue to put truth in art. Continue to meme and ridicule the central planners and the corporate press that constantly lie to you. Anyways, that's another point. Drop your meme review score in the chat as I cover these live, and we'll review them in a minute. Anyways, this first meme is by Lena Cisha, and she goes, Little Printer. And this is a 150 out of the Little Hodler series. And we have a central banker and the central bank sitting behind a desk going, talking to a money printer going, you'll just be printing a little every now and then. And the little money printer with his resume says, okay. And on the back, it's got inflation target of 2%. And then the little printer, money printer goes, there was a time when little printer was excited to come to work. And all he had was a to-do list of just print a little bit. And, you know, it's just a little bit of burr, you know, only a little bit of burr. And then until the overtime started and the to-do list was print a lot and bail out the banks, and then the burr got even bigger. And then the late nights, and you see little printer over here just burning into the midnight oil of the night. What's it? Midnight candle oil. And a to-do list, print more bailouts, inflation relief packages. And then sometimes the little printer would watch the others outside, and you can see the others outside. We've got some Bitcoiners playing on their ASICs, playing with some volleyball, listening to some tunes. And then we got a whole coiner over here, and we got someone stacking sats. And the little printer hoped that one day he wouldn't have to work as much anymore, because the money printer has gone absolutely bananas, and it's almost like it is broken because they are printing trillions and billions, and it's just never going to stop. It's 11th grade math. They have to print. Anyways, another continuation of the Satoshi Skull, or Skull of Satoshi, we have the artist, Von Wong, Theo Von Wong, post yesterday. Did anyone else spot the Skull of Satoshi rolling around New York yesterday? So you can see here, they're parading the Skull of Satoshi in what looks like a gas-guzzling truck over here. It's almost like they don't even know what they're doing here. The naivete of the cleanup Bitcoin, change the code, Greenpeace is absolutely on display. And we got RDBTC. Just FYI, that pickup has produced more CO2 than Bitcoin ever will. And we got World of Rusty over here. Greenpeace 0, Bitcoin 2, Skull of Satoshi. And he's added on the truck of just the, you know, the CO2 coming out of the truck and the hashtag cleanup Bitcoin and the laser eyes on the Skull of Satoshi. And, you know, say what you want about fossil fuels. I personally kind of take the Alex Epstein view of the moral case for fossil fuels. But if you are going to talk about Bitcoin's energy use, Greenpeace, you better do a better job than driving trucks around aimlessly with no use case at all, wasting. Wait.
Is that it? Hold on a second. No. Is that not? Dude, it wasn't an EV?
No, it's a truck, bro. Like, it's a normal truck not even an electric vehicle, parading the skull of Satoshi around New York City, talking about clean up Bitcoin.
LARPs? They're LARPs.
They're just LARPing, bro. They're this LARPs. Is all political. This is the total point we keep LARPs. Talking about. This is political. This has nothing to do with actually cleaning up Bitcoin and being concerned about Bitcoin's energy use or what were they saying? The Bitcoin emissions of miners. Like, this is all LARPing. This is all virtue signaling, and it's on full display here. Thank you for World of Rusty. He killed it on this one. This next one, this is from Bitcoin Magazine, but I don't know what the original post is. You can see here the Bitcoin logo projected on the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, Germany. And you can see the bat signal, which is the Bitcoin logo, saying study Bitcoin. These are definitely good snapshots and screenshots that we can spread around. This is definitely kind of one of these like feel good for Bitcoiners. Again, this is half the battle. Not only educating the people around here, but getting them to hold Bitcoin in their own wallets, running the Bitcoin software. That's the real battle. That's how we really change the world. Anyways, this next meme is by Lynn Alden. When Lynn drops memes, I watch them, I listen, and I put them on the show because they always be making good macro points in a picture. So Lynn goes, anyways, good night. And we got the classic, you know, drawn Wojak meme over here, people dancing at a party. And it's usually the Bitcoiner in the corner. And it goes, hey, they don't know China settled liquid natural gas imports with Yuan and all the normies. Who cares, lol? And then they're like, who's Yuan? Anyways. it's almost like people aren't aware of what's actually happening, and the dollar is losing its supremacy in the world right now, and everyone's asleep at the wheel. Anyways, this next meme, I actually have two of these memes right here of the train, the classic template of the train hitting the school bus, and this one is by James Lindsay, Conceptual James. This guy's not even a Bitcoiner, but he's still on the mission of spreading the truth. And we have here the school bus. Me trying to have privacy and the train running through the school bus. The Restrict Act giving the government access to all my devices. I think we covered that on Tuesday. So go check out that show. And again, beating on the same drum. This one's by my friend B for Bacon. And he goes, modern times, again, the train running into the school bus. And the school bus is the Constitution, 4 pages. And the train is the TikTok ban, 55 pages. It's almost like they are trying to take your freedom once again, only in the digital world. And this next one, Nico, I put this meme on yesterday and it went viral yesterday, but it was the first half. You know, it was this part of the meme. The before Bitcoin, a little young, handsome, naive Nico. And then after Bitcoin, just like rugged Nico that is the current incarnation of what he is on the show. And then this one was Darth Coin. I think, I don't know if he made it, but he tagged me in the Telegram and goes, Nico after the Bitcoin halving, and he's got Econo Alchemist over here with his long hair and his beard.
My beard just will continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
I thought this was funny. You know, anytime I get to troll Nico live, you know, I take that chance. Man. So, hey, Nico, when is the final form of Nico on the show? Will you end up at Econo Alchemist levels?
100%. 100%. I'm actually considering the beard staying, but I'm actually considering cutting my hair.
Oh, really?
I had like a 5-year long hair, you know, phase, but I think
clean cut Nico hair?
Yeah, no, I don't
just
like
shorter, just
yeah,
shorter,
just shorter. Just
okay,
shorter,
all right. Know? Anyway, we'll see. We'll see. I think I feel like I only know you with long hair. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat, and we will cover it live. Well, today's meme review score for myself is this card from BTC Pins Sat Obsessed Mentality card game, but it's not the card per se. It's what's written on the card, and I'm gonna embellish it a little bit. And it goes, selling all your Bitcoin because someone was mean to you on Twitter. That's the card, but I'm going to add selling all your Bitcoin because someone you don't like is buying Bitcoin, and that's your sell signal. So anyways, that's a, you know, my little take on BTC Pins cards. What do you got, Nico?
Very, very nice. I'm going to give it the speaker pass I got for
Softflex.
We hosted the first meme panel. Shout out to the Meme Factory at Bitcoin 2022, and this was the speaker pass. So yeah,
honestly, Nico, can I say something? How far we've evolved in our memetic warfare, where we realize the power of memes, but also calls to action.
I mean, dude, so that phrase that we use during the meme thing, I coined it.
You're against
panel.
Bitcoin. No, against freedom.
That's 21. I coined if tweets are bullets, memes are artillery.
Yeah.
And I dropped that Bitcoin 2022. So
the next one, Bitcoin or slavery. Where'd you coin that one?
That was 2021.
No. You didn't say that.
That was recent. That was this year. That was this year.
Wow, Nico, master of memes. He's humbly a master of memes. Anyways, let's get to some of these comments, Nico. Put on the music.
All right. Here we go. Hold on. For some reason, it's still on the third page.
Okay, one second. I scrolled up too far. All right, here we go, Nico.
All right. Opti's Coke from McDonald to score a Bitcoin beanie for Dell that he can never take off.
Oof. Of course they're trolling.
I give those memes super undervalued sats so we can all afford because we're all so early. Very nice. Thank you, McLovin. I appreciate it.
Perfect.
Rave elevator. I give the memes Nico's Mozart hairstyle. All right, take the ride. I give the memes an Arizona license plate in New York. It's so true. There's something going on. There's a conspiracy.
Well, right. I mean, the one is, did they drive all the way from Arizona to New York, or are all U-Haul trucks just having Arizona license plates on them?
Yeah, it's true. HODL coin. I give the memes a smash buy. Very, very nice. Very nice, bro.
Okay, hold on. I don't know if that's a score, Rope. I think that's more of a comment.
Igor, I give the memes a zero daily highly infectious Trojan that automatically converts all fiat to Bitcoin. Very nice. I like that, Igor. I like that. I appreciate that. Vera Pera, I give those memes an AI voice Joe Biden playing MTG with an AI voice Trump.
I don't get that one.
Decentralized dad, I give those memes a Mike Novogratz Luna tattoo.
it's the buzzer.
All right, everybody, also check out Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. Go to www.simplybitcoin.news. It is the written version of this show. Shout out to our amazing group of writers dropping the hot fire. It's absolutely free, literally costs you nothing. Also check out Simply Bitcoin Telegram's group. Go to www.t.me/simplybitcointv. Join the party. Plebs dropping memes. Bitcoiners dropping memes. It's a great old time. Definitely don't want to miss it. Also, shout out to Darthcoin. He holds it down over the weekend. He does like a Telegram version of Twitter Spaces. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. Definitely check it out. Anyways, we love you all. You hear that? I think it's raining outside. Anyways, we love you all. Thank you for tuning in.
Wait, hold on. I thought you were going to do it.
Don't stop believing. Hold to that feeling.
Anyways, guys, we love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. But the number one thing you could do to help this show is share this content. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. Spread the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. If you want to continue the party, we're holding it down on Twitter Spaces with our friends over at Swan Bitcoin. Best place to build your Bitcoin stack. Shout out to the best producer in the game, producer Jacob. Love you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace out, everybody.